That the Chachamim are imbued with tremendous authority is clear from the Pasuk in our Parsha, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lo Sasor, Min HaDavar, She Yigidu Lecha Yimin or Smol. You cannot deviate from what the rabbis tell us, not to the right, not to the left, not one iota. We have to be absolutely faithful and obedient to what the rabbis tell us. Where the authority that the Chachamim have is clear, the scope of that authority is not clear at all. On which matters do the Chachamim have this incredible authority known as Lo Sasor? And this, in fact, is a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. On the one hand, the Rambam, both in his Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Mishneh Torah, tells us that there are two aspects of Lo Sasor, two different areas that the Chachamim have such authority. Number one is their interpretation of the Torah Shebichsav, their interpretation of the Torah text. We all know that often there are parts of the Torah which are a little bit unclear, and we need the Chachamim to interpret them. Or there are various hidden messages in the Torah which can be decoded by the various hermeneutic principles known as Rabbi Shmuel's Yud Gimel Midos, Shatorah Nedreshes Behen. So how do we know when the Chachamim tell us that this is what the Torah wants? They interpret Psukim in a certain way that makes something obligated or prohibited. How do we know that we have to listen to the Chachamim's interpretation of the Torah? This, of course, was very famously throughout history by people such as the Karaim. The Chachamim's authority was rejected. But the Torah says, the traditional approach, of course, is, yes, we must listen to the Chachamim. When they interpret the Torah, we trust their interpretation, and we are obligated to listen to their interpretation based on Lo Sasor. Comes the Rambam and says, however, there's a second aspect of Lo Sasor as well, and that is mitzvos derabanan, gzeros derabanan with Chachamim. Not that they're interpreting the Torah and telling me this is what Hashem wants. This is what we think is the best thing to do. They have a mitzvah derabanan, Yom Tov Sheni, for example, something like that. Or there might be a gzeira derabanan. Don't do this because it might lead to an avera. Who said we have to listen to those mitzvos or isurim derabanan? Says Rambam, that's also part of Lo Sasor. It's on this second point that the Ramban, in his commentary to the Sefer Mitzvos, so passionately disagrees. Says Ramban, Lo Sasor only includes the first aspect. The Chachamim are the ones who are duly empowered to interpret the Torah and tell us what the Daraisa mitzvahs are. But the Chachamim's own takanos, their own mitzvos, that has got nothing to do with Lo Sasor. That's something completely different. Lo Sasor is only about their interpretation of the Torah text. Among the questions or proofs that are brought against the Rambam's position, perhaps the best, most powerful question, one that the Ramban himself asked, is, if according to the Rambam, that every mitzvah derabanan is really obligated under the umbrella of Lo Sasor, then how come we find famous discrepancies between the level of obligation and severity of Dinim derabanan and Dinim daraisa? For example, in a case of doubt, when you're not sure about something, we all know the very famous rule, if it's a din daraisa, it's a Torah mitzvah, Safak deraisa l'chumra, we have to be strict. But if it's only rabbinic, Safak derabanan l'kula, we can be lenient. I ask the Ramban, that doesn't make any sense according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, every derabanan is really a deraisa, because it's under the umbrella of Lo Sasor. So why does it make any sense to be more lenient in a derabanan than in a deraisa, when really every derabanan is a deraisa? So one answer that's given to this question, a very famous answer, suggested by numerous Rishonim and Achronim, is that the Torah in our parsha, Lo Tasor, the Torah tells us, you must listen to the rabbis. But the rabbis themselves, when they were metaken a particular mitzvah or Isser Derabanan, they themselves built in this condition of, when in doubt, you can be lenient. They themselves put in that escape hatch, so to speak. In halachic terminology, B'chi Haigavna, Lo Tiknu. The Chachamim themselves say you can be lenient. In other words, the Torah says, Lo Tasor, you must listen to the rabbis, absolutely. But the rabbis themselves say you can be lenient, so the Torah allows that. Whereas in a daraisa, you don't have that, in a daraisa suffik l'chumra. That's one answer. A second answer is suggested by the Meshech Chachma here in our Parsha, and he says there's a fundamental difference between daraisas and derabanans. Daraisas are inherently, the object itself is inherently, on a metaphysical level, problematic. If something is asur derabanan, let's say a non-kosher animal, nevela or something like that, on a metaphysical level, there's something inherently problematic. It's an iser cheftza. There's a metzius. It's spiritual poison. We don't understand that. Perhaps it's metaphysical, but it's spiritual poison. Therefore, if it's a case of suffek, when in doubt, if I told you this cup might be okay or it might be poison, would you drink it? You're not sure. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's okay. but who would take a chance? So therefore, suffek deraisa lechumra, because you're playing with poison. However, derabanan, it's true that the Torah says you must listen to the rabbis. Absolutely, you must listen to them. The Torah says los asur, but they were never given the power to transform the metaphysical composition of that chefta. It's not inherently usur and problematic because the chum said not to do something or to do something. There's an obligation on the person, achiv gavra, but the object itself, the chefta, is never inherently changed. And therefore, since we're not playing with poison, we have right to be lenient when all there is a suffix, a question of doubt. The flip side also must be discussed, which is, if the Ramban has his questions against the Ramban seemed to have left out why, at least according to him, we have to listen to the rabbis at all when they have a mitzvah derabanan. We know from the Ramban, it's not because of los asur, but he seems to have forgotten to tell us why we do have to listen to the Chachamim. Why do we have to listen to the Chachamim if it's not los asur? I don't want to keep Yom Tov Sheni. I don't want to keep Hanukkah. Why do I have to listen? It's not los asur. What's the basis of that? So one very famous answer is suggested by Rav Elchanan Wasserman in his essay, Kuntros Midivrei Sofrim. And he explains that the Chachamim, hiskimu da'ito l'da'as ha'makom. We assume that the Chachamim intuited on their own, anticipated what Hashem himself would want us to do. The Chachamim, because of their piousness and their overall mastery of the Torah, they understand as best as any human can, if you will, kav yachol, the mind of Hashem. They understand what Hashem would want. And if they told us to do X or Y, hiskimu da'itam l'das ha'makom. They intuited, anticipated what Hashem himself would want. Rav Shachter likes to give a mashal when he quotes this about if you were buying somebody a present, you weren't sure what he or she liked. Who's the best person to ask? Their spouse. Hopefully, if it's a good marriage, you ask their spouse, because who else would know better than the spouse what this person would want? So too, the Chachamim know what Hashem wants from us, and therefore, according to the Ramban, you must listen to Dinim de Rabbanan.